Hello, and welcome to Catholicism in the Car. My name is Parker Zirbal. I want to talk about some of the bases for our understanding as Christians, but not just as Christians, but as people who believe in non-material realities. Okay? I do not think there is any way for a human being to live and act as a true materialist. We cannot help even thinking in this way. To be a true materialist would be to take every single individual thing that we encounter literally as an individual. There would be no ability to name things. There would be no ability to do any sort of abstract concepts like mathematics, and thus there would be no ability to do scientific reasoning if we were purely thinking in a materialistic, from a materialistic standpoint, like a truly materialistic standpoint. There would be no way to do any sort of mathematics, general science, philosophy. None of these things would exist within our framework. We would be as are the brute animals if we lived like that. We would be exactly as are the brute animals. We would have no ability to even conceptualize. We would only see individual things. Animals cannot name. They cannot conceptualize. They cannot communicate in the proper sense. They cannot communicate by language. Whether that be literally by words in a language system, or whether that be communicating by referring to general concepts of things in order to get something across. Because there can be language between two people that do not speak the same language. And I think maybe certain animals can do these things. I'm trying to think of some examples right now. Maybe certain animals can do these things. So maybe, thinking in a purely materialistic rationale, leads us to be even below the below many animals, below the beasts, or at least some beasts. Okay. If you're thinking from a completely materialistic standpoint, there's no way to even make that sort of a statement. This is what I'm trying to get across. We need, as human beings, we need concepts and realities. Now, I've talked about the difference between nominalism and realism and solipsism. I want to add one more category here, and it's kind of in between solipsism and nominalism, you could say, and it is the outlook upon reality that is materialism. It is the outlook on reality that says that nothing exists except that which is physical. Except that which is physical. And thus there's no way to interact with anything but the physical and the purely physical. So we can make these categories. Solipsism, right, as we've gone over, is the idea that reality does not exist except by way that I can understand it in my own mind. Nothing is real except that which I know in my own mind. That's the only thing that's real. Now, I think solipsism does have a few premises that it itself cannot explain. Why does the mind exist? You know, all these kinds of things. Solipsism presumes some sort of conceptual or non-physical reality of the mind. Okay. Materialism, I would argue, also presupposes some sort of conceptual mind, and thus, in that sense, a spiritual reality. But then it begins to look upon itself and say, I see this thing that appears to be a spiritual reality within me, but I do not believe it is. I believe it is only physical, that it is only chemicals and atoms reacting. And those chemicals and atoms create somehow the experience of the mind, of concepts, and of some sort of non-physical reality. But they kind of turn a blind eye to that fact, and they say, no, it doesn't exist. It is just physical. Even though in every sense it appears to be non-physical. Okay. And I would say that's a fundamental flaw within the materialistic framework, is that it is self-refuting. In order for someone to talk about things in a materialistic way, to talk about materialism, which is a concept, to make the jump between atoms and the physical world to the mind is impossible on a physical level. There is no such thing as a physical mind. Okay, there's no such thing. There's the brain, and there's all the chemical reactions within, but those chemical reactions do not make up concepts. Concepts are not chemical reactions. They are something different based upon human experience, and thus based upon science. Science is human experience, either of looking through a microscope or of looking at the world in front of you, and then making experiments upon those things to test them. So materialism is both unscientific, I would argue, and also self-refuting, I would argue. Now, one can be an atheist without being a materialist. One can be an atheist without being a materialist. One could believe that there are spiritual realities, but none of them are all-powerful. None of them are, you know, you could believe in an eternal world where everything that is always has been, and there is no such thing as God in the classical sense. Now, what does that sound like if you are an atheist by classical standards, who also believes in spiritual realities? What does that sound like? That is polytheism. That is what polytheism is from a philosophical standpoint. It is believing that there are spiritual, non-physical realities, but yet they are not all-powerful, and there are many of them. Okay, they are not all-powerful, there are many of them. So either with materialism you get self-refuting contradictions, or you can take a type of spiritual atheism which really is just polytheism. Okay? Or you can take the theistic route, and you can take this from a realist perspective or a nominalist perspective. Now, I don't think you can take it from a solipsist perspective, and you certainly cannot take it from a purely materialistic perspective, okay? And I'm talking about classical theism here. Classical theism, thinking that God is being itself in some way, however you want to describe it, being itself, or you can also describe it as a being that is being itself in some way, like still trying to make some connection there between our being and that being with univocity, okay? But there are these concepts, these bases for reality that people assume. And I think the only two that are live options are nominalism or realism. And then I want to talk more next time about those differences between nominalism and realism, and ultimately why I think realism is the actual only live option. Okay, why realism is the only live option. Thank you.